Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Reggie Jefferson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fry moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fry scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nehring hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Canseco moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stanley hits a line drive towards third. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fry takes first base on ball four. Tinsley moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey juggles the ball. That's an error on Tomey. Tinsley scores. Fry moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fry scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tomey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tomey moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tomey moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. Franco reaches second base with a double. Lofton goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tinsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Greg Swindell now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fry for the out. Jefferson moves to third. Tinsley moves to second. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Jamie Moyer now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field. Jefferson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jefferson. Alomar scores. Vizquel scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tinsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Tinsley. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Tinsley steals second. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fry strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome is hit by the pitch. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Thome moves to second. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vizquel moves to second. Joe Hudson now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it and throws to second for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudson, and towards Fry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. Jefferson moves to second. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fry hits a pop-up towards first. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jefferson. Murray reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. There goes Ramirez trying to get to home. Tinsley throws the ball into Stanley, who tags Ramirez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Alomar moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Paul Shuey now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Tony Peña now catching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Delgado pinch runs for Mike Stanley. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.